Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An abuse of power is how New York's Attorney General Tish James describes President Trump's national emergency to build the border wall. She is joining Democrat AGs in 15 other states, including New Jersey and Connecticut, in suing to stop this. She says declaring an emergency when one does not exist is, in her words, immoral and illegal.
Let's go to Washington now on the Newsline, CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. The president has been responding this morning in his usual way on Twitter. And what's he saying about that?
Well, he is saying he expected this. And he did say late last week that he expected to be sued, and particularly in the jurisdiction of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out west. The suit was filed last night in a California federal court. The president says it's being brought mainly by open border Democrats and the radical left. The tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and 13 other states are suing the president, arguing that he has stepped out of his constitutional bounds. The main argument is that each of the states is harmed because the president is going to tap military construction funds and drug interdiction funds. The White House hasn't specifically revealed exactly how those funds are going to be redirected, but the states are preemptively issuing this lawsuit saying that they know, or they at least presume, that their interests are going to be harmed by this because particular funds are going to be redirected from their states to the wall. The first difficulty they're going to have to overcome is a judge's question about the specific harm. The White House hasn't said exactly where this money is going to be redirected. So how can these states allege that they are harmed in a particular articulable way?
These states and are joining either a bunch of either pending or already filed lawsuits over this. And the president is going ahead with his project, and he's not turning back. He's not looking back at all.
No, he's not. Look, he said he expects to lose the first couple of rounds here. He expects to lose at the district court level. That's the trial court in California. He says he expects to lose at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But he says, hopefully, in his view, the Supreme Court will give him a fair shake. The broader point that the opponents are trying to make here is that the president does not have the authority in the law or in the Constitution to declare a national emergency when Congress explicitly refused to appropriate funds the way the president wanted to. They say that this is an unprecedented use of a national emergency to achieve a particular policy objective when the Congress explicitly didn't go along with it. So that's the crux of it. And by the way, the lawsuit actually quotes the president from his news conference here at the White House last Friday when he said, quote, "I didn't need to do this."
Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!